Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You read this Bible, and all that you see about ministry is a tithe and offering. All that you know about ministry is a tithe and offering. That is what you know as a ministry. It's a reflection of your knowledge. It's not only this church. As I talk, so people are listening to me around the world. It happens for every church. That's the reason why the denominational pastors, they cage, they don't allow anybody else, because they're afraid if they project someone, he will leave. When he wants to leave, he will leave with people, because once a supernatural manifestation might begin to manifest around that person, they don't stay under anybody again. And there are agents in the church that will go and meet them. What are you still doing in that church? Come out, I will sponsor you. Praise God. And I'm not saying this to bind anybody to this church. You must go the way it's written of you. If your time is up in this church, you better go. Don't sit down here. You are not happy being here. You sit down here every day with a frown. When will they preach? You go carry helmet, poof your head. When are they talking now? When are they talking now? When are they talking now? You are a fool. Better pack your Bible and go. You came here freely. You can go freely. Praise the Lord. But I'm obligated to preach the truth. I'm a teacher of the word. I wish I am not the pastor of this church. There are some things I for talk more. Anytime I go out for evangelism, I am free. Any church, I say, I'm not a member of this church, I go talk am. If you like, greet me after that. If you like, don't bring me come here again, I'll open my mouth and talk am. But for here, I can be easily misunderstood. Because as I'm talking now, some people are saying, he's talking about that brother. He's talking about that sister. So I'm even caged here. If I lose myself from every cage, I'm going to talk. If you like, say what you like. Praise the Lord. There's the story of Ahimaaz. Many people are, that is their ministry. I preached a message that I titled Running Without a Message. Ahimaaz saw something he didn't even understand. He began to run because he thinks he can run. He is good in long run, long distance. Long distance. He kiri kiri. When thing happened, Absalom, the son's king, is dead. But what circumstance led to his death? Do you know? Do you know that he died to save man? Do you know that he said it is finished? Do you know that without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you cannot go to heaven? Do you know that once you are saved, forever you are saved? Do you know what he went? Do you know it was the creator of the heavens and the earth that went to the cross on Calvary? What do you know? Ahimaaz, and you are running. I have ministry. He ran, and David said, Ahimaaz. Yes, what is it? Hey! This is what happened, oh. This is what happened, oh. And there was a commotion everywhere. No, the first thing he tried to preach, is all well. What is happening? He had only one message. All is well. Ahimaaz, what is the problem? All is well. Praise the Lord. And that is the message of all these people who don't have any message. Because they have no knowledge. The signs everywhere that man's system is collapsing. Distress in the land. Confusion everywhere. And they are coming to tell you all is well. Judgment is coming. All is well. Nothing is working anymore. All is well. Okay, come and explain why you say all is well. Let's go to the mystery now. I saw confusion. I saw everybody with confusion everywhere. But what thing caused the confusion? I don't know the mystery. I don't know the mystery of salvation. I don't know serpent seed. I don't know eternal security. I can't even explain water baptism very well. I don't know Shah, but it's in the Bible. So anybody you want to baptize, you come outside. Because you can't explain who will come out. You didn't have a message, then why were you running? You were running. Instead of you, before you start to run, you'll understand what the message is before you start to run. And if you understand the message, you will package yourself very well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of them that left here, they sit down on television and they watch my sermon. When they finish, then they will pick here and stand and try to repeat what I am saying. Then question will arise. Then you will say, look, I am not for that. I have finished preaching. I'm not into question and answer. There's no time. Let's see vision. Because you know that's not your ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't go and start any ministry. And there is no ministry anywhere. There is no scripture anywhere. No such pattern in the Church of Jesus Christ. That you go there and rent a hall somewhere and begin to sit down and be seeing vision for people and be healing people, and they say it is interdenominational. There is no ministry of interdenominational. There is only one ministry of reconciliation. You are either an evangelist that will go on a crusade outside and not to go there and be seeing vision for people. We gather once in a week, but you can go to your churches. Our own is not a church, it's a ministry. Nothing like that. It's man must work ministry. You are gathering them to collect offering. Nothing more. Nothing more. It's nothing like that. Praise God. Somebody say, I like to spoil people's market. If I don't go to Brotel, I'm spoiling the market of prostitution. How will children of God come out of prostitution? Something must be spoiled for something to be repaired. Something must die for something to live. That's the truth. People don't like the way I preach, but I will never stop. My anointing is not in my eye, my anointing is in my mouth. And I will not stop talking in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Always remember that in Matthew chapter 7 he said, was it not in your name I cast out devils? Because he said, not all that say Lord, 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 Lord will enter into the kingdom of God. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For you to do the will, you must know the will. If you don't know the will, then be ready for him to call you worker of iniquity, even though you were casting out spirits, you were conducting deliverance, you are seeing vision for people. Praise God. Praise the Lord. A lot of people don't know they are in the church. During the last Rapture Watch program on the Bright Television last Thursday, I emphasized this, and that is a condition. I think I've also preached that here before. Catch this mystery. Catch this mystery. This is very, very important. If you don't catch it, you are among those that will be weeping and gnashing your teeth. The parable of the growing seed. Listen, if you have listened before, listen again. If you have not heard it before, listen to that mystery. Because that is the condition of the church and the condition of every Christian now. If you read that from verse 26 of Mark chapter 4, he plants a seed. He is using, he says, such is the kingdom of God. He's describing the church. What we go through. So is the kingdom of God. He said, as if, that is an analogy, a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, that is, he goes his way, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. The only thing he knows is he is waiting for the time that the seed he planted shall form again, and he will go for the harvest. And he said that is how the church of Jesus Christ is. The seed that is planted, if you catch this parable very well, you will never be part of this denominational system. Some people will come here, leave, finish. When they leave, they go back to these dead places when God brought you out into light. So go and be part of mommy and daddy church somewhere. Go back to Trinitarian people, idol worshippers. After you know all this, because you didn't hear us. If you heard us, you will not know why some people prefer to sit down in their home if there is no church around. When I say church, there are some gatherings that are business centers, not churches. I say church because they can identify a church. There's a difference between a church and a business center. There are business centers with biblical inscriptions called church, but it's actually Church Limited. Go and watch and see what they do there. It's nothing but money making. He's talking about the church of Jesus Christ from beginning to the end, from the planting to the harvest season. From the planting to the harvest season. But he plants that seed first. Maybe it's corn. I always like to use corn because we plant it here too. When that seed is planted there, the first law of life is that it must die first. Church, it is the law of life. Before you receive life, you must die to your old nature. The old nature must go first before the new nature begins to form again. You cannot have life when your old nature is still there. He said, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You are new because all things are passed away. That is why we can look at somebody and say, you are not yet converted. It is about conversion. Conversion from your old nature to your new nature. Therefore, the law of life is that it must die. Except the corn of which Jesus Christ said, fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. You must die. But there is a predestinated seed that is there. Hallelujah. When that seed strikes you there, the old nature will die so that it will give way for the new life to spring. That is the reason. It is the story of the church. God was using it to demonstrate something. When we come to the fifth church age, by the time we come to the fifth church age, which is the third seal, I'm quoting Revelation chapter 2, chapter 6, and chapter 2. The fifth church age is the Sardisian church age. The third beast among the four beasts in Revelation chapter 4 is the beast like the face of a man. But let me not confuse you with too much of Revelation. Grammar. But those of you who are our members, what I'm saying, you are following, I'm sure. I'm sure you are following. I'm sure you are following. Did you see we sang one song? He said there's a song we shall sing, and the angels cannot sing that song. There's the language of the bride that others cannot understand us. When you say bride, we are bride and service. Where did we bride again? Where did I get bride? Hey, you will have said Holy Ghost of a torn church. They say, hey, that is true church. Be bride. What in be bride? Bride. Did you see them singing in mountain of fire, God's attributes were manifested. Do you see them singing such songs? Praise God. Eh? But even if they will sing scriptural song, like Deeper Life we sing, holy, 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 God in three persons, blessed Trinity. When they hear us saying, God in Christ Jesus, blessed unity. That's what revelation does. That's what revelation does. Then that seed will begin to spring up. When that seed, the life there begins to come up, the evidence that the life has started manifesting, moving towards the time of rapture, is that a green, he said the first thing that jump up is the blade. It's in four stages. The blade comes out. That blade that comes out is green in color, correct? Green, that is evidence of life. And everybody at that stage of that growth is the bride of Jesus Christ at that stage. And that is when that seed died, that is the dark ages. For almost 1,000 years, when Christianity and paganism joined together, married together, fulfilling Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33 parable of the three measures of meal, that a woman took leaven and mixed them together until the whole meal was corrupted. The three measures of meal are the three works of grace: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They messed it up. For 1,000 years, the truth was not known. But there shall be restoration. It was time for it to spring up. God raised up Luther. That is that. To bring back restoration of justification. That is where we have correct water baptism. Justification. That period that it was green, it was green. That is when there was life there. When it was time for that life to move to the next stage, it moved to the next stage when it was time for the restoration of the second works of grace, which is sanctification. God raised another man by the name of John Wesley. Raised him up with that light to be restored again. Recover, recover, recovering back the process that was killed. And when that period came, it moved from that stage to that this new stage now of sanctification. Where it left, when the life left that stage, the color there changed. It became brown. Why did it become brown? Because life has left there. See where life is now. You must add sanctification to justification. Therefore, you must move with that light. If you refuse to move with that light, and you remain where justification was, and you refuse to accept sanctification, life has moved forward, you will remain among the dead. The Bible says, he that wandereth out of the way of understanding, what will happen, shall abide in the congregation of the dead. That is why the color changes to brown. Under is brown. Up, the next stage is green. Because that's where life is now. And it moved when it became the ear now. That's the second stage. That's the ear. Then it moved again to the corn in the ear, which is when God decided to restore all the gifts. And that took place in 1906 in the Azusa Street, what we refer to today as the Pentecostals. the Pentecostal movement. It was restored in 1906. And when it was restored, these same Wesleyans again, and the ones, of course, they were ready to receive. They were the ones that received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The anointing was flowing, the revival was flowing, but others refused, said the days of miracle are gone. No more prophecy. Nothing like healing. Nothing like that. Why? The life had left them to the next stage. So, when you turn and you look at them, at that stage of that plant, it becomes brown. To let you know there is no life again in it. But it is still part of that trio, but there is no life at that stage. This is where the revival is now. In 1906, you turn it down. Praise the Lord. Then, when the fruit is formed, why the fruit? That is the ministry of perfection. When all these other doctrines that we are messed up are brought together, God was going to raise a ministry for perfection. And that ministry, God raised a man. Remember that he raised William Simon in 1906 for the restoration of the gifts, a black man in America. But the ministry of perfection, he raised another American by the name of William Marion Branham. And given the ministry of perfection, there is therefore, hallelujah, there is there was the Pentecostal age. There was the Wesleyan age for sanctification. There is the Luther's age for justification. And there was the age of the Pentecostal age. And now it moved to the bride age. It moved to the bride age. Life has now moved to the bride age. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you turn down the ministry of perfection, you can never be perfected, because he said, as soon as the fruit is formed, then he taketh the sickle, because the harvest, which is the rapture, has come. The last stage to go home is the bride age. And this is where we are now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. You don't understand this. You will just be a religious person. That is the knowledge we are talking about. And watch something. Amen. Hallelujah. These dead people, we are still hanging there. Life has gone. They are now surviving by their creeds and dogmas. Teaching for doctrines, commandment of men. Ideas of men. Because the life is no more there. And while there is no life, evidence that you are dead, no matter how they hit you, will you respond? Now, when you are spiritually dead, if the open Bible, the Holy Ghost is showing you something in the Bible, you are too dead to respond. That's why simple water baptism, that you don't need to go to, go to primary school to understand it. Doctorate degree holders cannot understand it. Why? He that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. They are dead, and I say it again, you are dead. If you are not dead, then why are you not able to see it? Jesus told them, you blind Pharisee. He said, we are not blind. He said, you will have agreed that you are blind, then will I help you to see. But since you say you see, you remain in your blindness. Because your healing starts from you accepting that you are sick. Okay, now. What is Issachar anointing? It is the bride's anointing that lets us see the signs that are going on, that will help us to know that our redemption is near. That's what Apostle Paul was saying in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. Romans chapter 13 and verse 11. Romans chapter 13. And that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now, that scripture is more relevant now than that time. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Now. Every day, listen, church. I hope you understand what you do when you come and celebrate your birthday. I hope you understand what you are doing. I hope you know the meaning of celebration of birthday. While you are thanking God that He has added another year for you. I am now 60 years old. The truth about it is, you are counting backwards. You are not moving backward. You are moving somewhere. Why are you counting backward? I am 60 now. You are counting backward. The truth is, you are actually saying that the number of years allotted to me to live on earth, 60 years is gone. I am now approaching my grave. That's the meaning of birthday. I didn't say you should not celebrate. Celebrate well. For you are getting nearer home. Our celebration is that we are getting nearer home. So also, cross overnight, 31st December, we want to cross to the new year. You are crossing to a calendar year. Which calendar? Calendar of the soon coming of the Lord. Every new year, we are getting closer to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 24, praise God. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 23 first, so that we catch the picture from verse 37 and verse 38 and 39. Those last three verses of that chapter. This is what happened. So you catch the picture very well. Go to verse 36. He said, "Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." He lifted them. He turned and looked at Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He was actually prophesying to Israel. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How will I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathering her chickens under her wings, and you will not? Behold, thus said the Lord, your house is left unto you what? Desolate, yeah, it's empty. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Then verse chapter 24, verse 1, 2 and 3. The next chapter. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. The temple was the most attractive, magnificent edifice in Israel. And Jesus said unto them, see not all these things? That word, see ye not all these things, that is, don't you understand all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another. Do you know why he says see all these things? Because I have already told you that Jerusalem will be desolate. So up to now you don't understand. Okay, let me break it down for you. He said, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This temple you are seeing, so everything you are seeing, In case you don't understand what that means, everything will come down like the day they demolished Bride Assembly Church. It shall be broken down. But their own was for their sin. Our own was for rearrangement. Verse 3. He said, now listen now. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? And what shall be the sign of the end of the world? I repeat, verse 3 again. Three questions are asked there. What, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming? These things you prophesy. When will it be? When? And he said, you told us severally that you are coming back again. He said, and what shall be the sign? How will we know the sign of thy coming and of the end, and of the end of the world? Three questions that Jesus was asked by his disciples. In the crusade, it was not explained, though. It was only explained to the disciples. So that you will know the difference between Isaac, the son of Abraham, and the children of Abraham through the concubines. Why Isaac was given all the gifts plus other things he needed to know. And those other children of the concubines, only the gifts were given to them. So that you'll understand why we are now in the bride age. William Branham broke it down. The three stages of man's invention of automobile, the means of transportation. It was first with a cart. Then it moved, that is, it was being pulled by a horse. Then it moved to a car, automobile, a car. Cars were invented. Then after the car was invented, it moved again. Aeroplanes were invented. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then again, the aeroplane, after the aeroplane, amen. Listen, it was more power that achieved, more horsepower that achieved the invention of a car. More power to a car enabled an aeroplane to lift up and beat the gravitational pull power of the earth. It resisted it. But in the case of this one, it can only stay for so long, it will come down again. Therefore, it needed another stage, the fourth stage. Science invented a rocket that would take a human being and place him in another planet, the moon. People are not understanding that these are the four stages of the growth of the church from earth to glory. That stage of the cart was speaking of justification. When he went to a car, it was speaking of sanctification. When we enter the supernatural, miracles, signs and wonders happening from 1906, that was the plane that took off. Then, hallelujah, we move to another stage, which is the fourth stage. That was when man decided to beat the gravitational pull of the earth, pass through the atmosphere of the earth, push through, and safely landed a man in a moon, because in another planet, because before the judgment will come, there will be a rapture that man is going to take off and be kept somewhere before judgment will come on the earth here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you don't catch it, you will not understand why I say we are no more in the Pentecostal age. We are now in the bride age. This is the age that the rapture will strike. And when the rapture strikes, the harvest has taken place. What happened to that plant? What happened to that plant that turned brown? What happened to it? You gather it for 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 to fulfill. Read it. Let's read it. 2 Peter chapter 3. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the heaven, says the atmosphere, shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Then he added, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, he said, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Three questions were asked. When? The sign of your coming and the sign of the end of the world. And that is what only the bride will understand. Only the bride will understand. Don't be moved by the action of anybody who says he's a church member or what. You be focused. I say you be focused. Because the day of redemption is near. The day of our marriage is near.